Give Dad My Best by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by August Ross. Chapter 1. After dinner, Sally went over to Margene Sheckley's, and the baby went outside to bounce his ball on the cellar door. Dad took his trombone out to the kitchen and unpacked it. I followed him out.
I haven't washed it for weeks, he said. I never used to let it go this long.
Dad, I said, Sally needs a new outfit. He rubbed his mustache.
I thought she had a lot of clothes, he said.
Dad is sort of roly-poly and has a little mustache. Because of his round belly, his shirt is always coming out of his pants. They're all worn out, I said.
They can't all be worn out, Jack. Clothes all don't wear out at once.
Well, they are, though, I said. Besides, they're too small for her.
I haven't noticed that. Why didn't she say something about it?
She didn't want to bother you over the money, I said.
He looked grumpy. We're not that broke, he said.
I didn't say anything. He picked up the trombone bell, carried it over to the sink, and began washing it carefully with soap and water.
If you don't wash it, the metal gets pitted, he said.
Sally would be pretty happy to have a new outfit before her play.
All right, he said. I'll get her one. How much does a new outfit cost?
About $5 for the skirt and $4 for the jacket. He didn't say anything. Then he said,
I heard they're going to reopen the country club any day now. Everyone says that business is starting to pick up.
Dad is always saying that something is going to happen any day now. Did they promise it would?
I heard it on good authority, Jack. Any day now, they said.
They promised me I could have the band again when they reopen. I'll easily...